Well then, Case ventures, goodbye, and starts toward Portobello. A middle-aged woman opens a green-painted door and steps out in black leather jeans, her large dog on a lead. The appearance of this Notting Hill matron feels to Case as though it frees her from a spell. She quickens her stride. But hears footsteps behind her, and turns to see the blond boy with his flapping pouch hurrying to catch up. The black man is nowhere to be seen.
"I walk with you, please,"
he says, drawing even with her and smiling as if delighted to offer her this favor. "My name is Wojtek Biroshek." "Call me Ishmael," she says, walking on.
"A girl's name?"
Eager and dog-like beside her, some species of weird nerd innocence that somehow she accepts. "No, it's Case."
"Case?"
"Actually," she finds herself explaining, "it should be pronounced Casey, like the last name of the man my mother named me after, but I don't."
"Who is Casey?"
"Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet of Virginia Beach."
"Why does she, your mother?"
"Because she's a Virginian eccentric. Actually, she's always refused to talk about it, which is true."
"And you are doing here?"
"The market. You?" Still walking.
"Same?"
"Who are those men?"
"Nagami sells to me ZX-81.
"Which is?"
"Sinclair ZX-81. Personal computer. Circa 1980. In America was Timex 1000. Same."
"Nagami's the big one?"
"Dealing in archaic computer. Historic calculator since 1997. Has shop in Bermondsey."
"Your partner?"
"No, arranged to meet."
He lightly slaps the pouch at his side and plastic rattles. ZX-81. "But he was here to sell those calculators?"
"Zakerta. Wonderful, yes? Nagami and Hobbs hope for combined sale. Japanese collector. Difficult Hobbs, always."
"Another dealer?"
"Mathematician. Brilliant sad man. Crazy for Kurta, but cannot afford. Buys and sells."
Didn't seem very pleasant. Case puts her facility with entirely left-field conversations down to her career of actual on-the-street cool-hunting, such as it's been, and as much as she hates to call it that. She's done a bit, too. She's been dropped into neighborhoods like Dogtown, which birthed skateboarding, to explore routes in hope of finding whatever the next thing might be. And she's learned it's largely a matter of being willing to ask the next question. She met the very Mexican who first wore his baseball cap backward, asking the next question. She's that good.
"What does this ZX-81 look like?"